With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans are scheduled to begin impeachment proceedings against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The House Homeland Security Committee, led by Republican Mark Green of Tennessee, will hold its first impeachment hearing into Secretary Mayorkas next week on January 10. According to the House panel, the hearing is aimed at evaluating the impact of the secretary's, quote, failed leadership in his refusal to enforce the laws passed by Congress. If impeached, Mayorkas would be the first cabinet secretary to be ousted since 1876. The U.S. southern border has seen an unprecedented number of crossings in recent months. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson led a group of Republicans to the southern border today as part of his effort to galvanize support for border security as a bargaining chip in negotiations with the Biden administration over funding for Israel and Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine have exchanged hundreds of prisoners of war under a deal sponsored by the United Arab Emirates. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian authorities say 230 Ukrainian prisoners of war have returned home, while Russia's defense ministry says 248 Russian servicemen have been freed from Ukrainian captivity. The ministry adds the deal was made possible thanks to mediation efforts by the United Arab Emirates. There's been no immediate acknowledgement from the UAE, though, which has maintained close business ties to Moscow throughout Russia's war on Ukraine. The massive prisoner exchange follows other such deals earlier in the war, which is nearing the two-year mark. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, a down day as the Dow dropped 284 points, the Nasdaq lower by 173, the S&P declined 38. This is SRN News. USA Boxing will allow men to fight women.
Letting males compete against females in any physical competition is a problem, but experts point out when it comes to combat sports, it's downright dangerous. Nonetheless, the governing body of amateur boxing in this country says men can compete against women so long as they undergo regular hormone testing. Doctors have explained how going through puberty gives a man a huge physical advantage, no matter what he does to himself later. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates won a lot of battles in Latin America. Now they're taking aim at the most pro-life countries in the region. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, and the Dominican Republic still maintain total abortion bans, but abortion groups will introduce laws that would legalize the procedure in some cases this year. Political analysts predict they'll fail. In all those countries, Catholics and evangelicals have banded together to protect the lives of unborn babies. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks fell again as Wall Street's slow start to 2024 carried into a second day. Some of last year's biggest winners again weakened, and Tesla fell 4%. Treasury yields largely eased after reports showed a slowing economy, which economists hope will keep a lid on inflation but stop short of a recession. The minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest meeting indicated rate cuts are likely this year, but call the outlook unusually uncertain. The Dow was down 284 points to close at 37,430. The Nasdaq lost 173 to 14,592. The S&P 500 dropped 38 to 4,704. New York oil rose $2.32 to $72.70 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.